Good morning. First, I would like to thank all of my co-authors, Dr. Bill Robertson, Dr. Mike Daniels, Dr. Chris Henry, and Mr. Steve Stevens for all of their help. Research was conducted along with Discovery Farms. The concept of Discovery Farms originated in Wisconsin in 2001 and are now located in several states. Arkansas has several Discovery Farms, with some focusing on livestock and others focusing on row crop production. Discovery Farms in Southeast Arkansas is the only one which includes cotton in our state. They are currently conducting research on well-cut, shop-cut, weaver, and home-placed fields, where they are tracking sediment and nutrient losses through the use of automatic water samplers, flow meters, and trapezoidal flumes. Automatic water samplers pull a sample after each irrigation or rainfall event. Through the use of flow meters, we know exactly how much water was pumped during each irrigation event, and trapezoidal flumes tell us how much water runoff during both irrigation and rainfall events. Some of this information may be discussed in a later talk, but I will not be addressing any of this information in this presentation. Our research was conducted on the Weaver Field, which was labeled on the map on a previous slide. Through the use of surge valves, we were able to split this 40-acre field in half. No-till cover was planted on the south side, where one bushel of cereal rye was planted per acre, and standard practice till no-cover was located on the north side, allowing us to collect data on water movement, soil moisture, and irrigation efficiency among both no-till with cover and till no-cover. Water movement. Water movement was tracked throughout the field by bearing button loggers at three different distances throughout a furrow, which allowed us to determine approximate times of when water was making it to different parts of the field based on temperature drops. The irrigation water flow rates down the row averaged 6.7% faster in tillage with no cover crop. Many producers are concerned that water movement could be a potential problem with the use of a cover crop. However, we are not concerned with such small differences found within this field. Soil compaction. Soil compaction was measured at both 3 and 6 inch depths during field visits. This graph only represents 3-inch readings, with the red line on the y-axis representing no-till with cover, the blue line representing conventional till, no cover, and on the y-axis to the right, you see with the green bar rainfall events and a purple bar represents irrigation inches applied per acre. As you can see, no-till with cover has a consistently lower reading than till no cover. Notice the changes that we see in a penetrometer reading. Shortly after a rainfall or irrigation event, 6-inch readings had a very similar pattern. Only difference was we seen more compaction at the 6-inch depth. Moisture sensors. We had a soil moisture sensor box installed in the no-till with cover side. However, so we could have a comparison, we chose to use handheld moisture sensor data. Soil moisture was measured at 12-inch offset in both practices. On the y-axis to the right, you have inches applied. The green bar represents irrigation events no-till with cover, and the purple bar represents no tillage, no cover. On the y-axis to the left, you have soil moisture and centibars, with the blue line representing tillage 12 inch and the red line representing no-till with cover. Readings were found to be consistently higher in no-till with cover. Through the use of flow meters and trapezoidal flumes, we were able to determine irrigation efficiency by irrigation event for both till no cover and no-till with cover. Among the six different irrigation events, efficiency ranged from 51.4% to 77.08% efficient in till no cover, having an average efficiency of 64.43%. And no-till with cover ranged from 59.1% to 76.5% efficient, with an overall average efficiency of 68.78%. At harvest time, we used a bow buggy to weigh the cotton, and samples were pulled and ginned to get percent turnout. From there, we were able to calculate lint yield, pounds per acre, for both till no cover and no-till with cover. Till no cover yielded 964.6 pounds of lint per acre, and no-till with cover yielded 1,107.1 pounds of lint per acre. In summary, irrigation water flow rates down the row averaged 6.7% faster in till with no cover. Soil compaction and soil moisture readings drop shortly after irrigation or rainfall events. Soil compaction was consistently lower in no-till with cover, and soil moisture was consistently higher in no-till. Irrigation efficiency was 4.35% for no-till with cover. No-till cover crop yielded 12.87% more than till no cover. For all interested, tomorrow morning during the economic session, I will be discussing the profitability of no-till with cover versus till no cover. A special thanks goes out to Cotton Incorporated for funding this project. Thank you for your time, and I would be more than happy to address any questions.
Okay, do we have any questions for Amanda?
I was a couple of minutes late. What is your cover crop? What was it?
Cereal rye planted at 1 bushel per acre.
Okay. And was it only in the middle or on the drill as well? And was there a furrow that the water ran down?
Yes, it was furrow irrigated, and the field was split in half. It was done by surge valves. One half had no cover, and the other half was with cover.
Right. I guess what I'm saying, in the bottom of your row middle, was there any sort of cut, or did it help it flow, or was it just?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions?
Didn't they terminate the cover?
They terminated their cover crop, I believe, about 3 weeks before planting.
That's a good question. Did you roll it?
Did they roll it? Yes, I believe so.
Okay. I've done this, grown cereal rye, and
I'm not positive, but I think they did roll it.
But I let it get 6 feet. I didn't irrigate it, but and then rolled it. But you know, you're rolling one way, and then you come back, and you're combing the straw in one direction. The tractor turns around, and it combs it in the other direction. I always wondered if you needed it all laying in one direction to thoroughly irrigated, if I ever did. Was that, do you have any idea? Was it just mismatch?
No, sir, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Did you look at water use efficiency or water productivity, however you want to refer to it? Because you have you have the application, you have the irrigation efficiency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your yields, and you saw an improvement. I think it would just be even more drastic, of an improvement in water use efficiency. Has anyone looked at that as far as, and maybe I missed it, but yield over total water received during the growing season?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Yeah.
We had a handheld moisture sensor, is all I know.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? We still have quite a bit of time here, so any other questions? All right. Let's give her a hand.